From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Fruit Grower Report. Organic production continues to grow thanks to both demand and the growers' good intentions. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse believes that's a good thing and one of the reasons he introduced the SOAR Act, strengthening organic agriculture research that he says will increase funding for USDA organic research.
This is going to help our Central Washington farmers continue to innovate and help them provide organic products to the rest of the world. And as you said, it's a growing segment of the alternatives, the options that our farmers have to augment their bottom line.
And some of that research, Newhouse says, comes from the Palouse at WSU.
Washington State University, if I could brag on them just a little bit, is one of the premier research institutions in the country. They truly are in good old Pullman, Washington. I think that people sometimes forget that. They're in their own backyard, but they rank right up there with some big institutions around the country.
And Newhouse says those Cougar researchers will undoubtedly continue to help.
So it's pretty exciting, and the kind of effort will help them maintain that position and continue to provide good service and good research results for our producers, not just in Washington, but all over.
The SOAR Act will also reauthorize the Organic Agriculture Research and Extension Initiative and increase funding through the life of the Farm Bill.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.